Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, The Secret Show, is now streaming 5 days a week, 10 a.m. streaming. This means you got to tune into the station on the Odyssey app. Odyssey. And then all five episodes are going to drop as podcasts on Fridays. You can find the live stream at odyssey.com/Sarah and Vinny Secret Show/listen, or just search Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on the Odyssey app. Today, 10 o'clock, the first Monday episode.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, geez, we went right.
Sorry.
Oh, man. How does this work? I forget
everything. I don't know. It's, you know what, it just works. It just,
you know what, I have a phone, a special dedicated phone to our Zoom meetings that I can't open. We've been gone a week and a half and I forgot the code. I mean it's so weird that we're out of here.
How could you forget the code?
How could I forget the code? How many codes in your life are there?
But the thing is, that's one that you use every day. That's,
I know, but I do it mindlessly, and then I get home, I got back here this morning and I'm like, doot doot doot. What? No, that's it. Trust me. I know the code. Do, do, do. What do you mean that's not it? That's it. I do it again. And now I'm starting to go, I don't.
What do you do?
I don't know. I don't know. This is what I think. I think that once I get out of this situation for you know, like an hour or two.
It'll occur to you.
It'll occur to me and I'll go, oh yeah. Well, how did I forget that? But right now, I can't get another thing. Anyway. That's just me making excuses.
That's why you just got to use password for everything, you know?
Forgetting how this thing goes. This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone.
Okay.
Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com.
I tell you something. I'm looking for a bathroom to tear apart. That place... Did you see those Japanese waves laid in a mosaic?
Yeah. Why don't you just calm down, though? Your house has been redone from the floor to the ceiling.
10 years ago, Vin, it's time for a new bathroom.
Houses can go after a remodel for at least 25 years. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. I have to get some of that tile into my house.
Did you even finish your fence?
Yeah, no. The gate's not done, but the fence is done.
Well, I'm talking about the gate. The gate's not done?
Listen, when you have it fabricated out of metal, it turns out it's a very long, involved process.
And then what happens?
I honestly, there's so much I could tell you about that. Like,
why don't you then?
Because it's just, who cares what's going on at my house?
But that's the thing. Why would you want to know?
I told you, I had the driveway all torn up. And they re-poured these sections of it because there's a tree that was heaving up all the, you know, the roots. They dug out the roots. I'm like, oh, I hope that tree doesn't fall over now. And then there's these two. We had to rip the porch off the side of the house to do this whole thing. Plus, it was super rickety. And now we've got these two things, these like clamp things, brackets sticking up out of the concrete. And
the posts.
But there's a closet on the back of where the porch was. So now you have to step from the back door. You have to step across open space to where this closet is, and that's where the cat's litter box is.
Oh, good.
So then my kid is cleaning the litter box while we're gone. He wipes out, smashes his face on the side of the thing, and doesn't, thank God, impale himself on these upright steel brackets that are 4 feet below. He lands right next to one. Like, our kid could have just died. I mean, that thing is... So now we have buckets overturned on top of them in case there anybody else falls out. Right. Jesus, it's a whole thing.
It but does it's going to be like a whole
someday,
thing.
Vin. It's going to be amazing. Someday.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what's happening. It's Monday, June 21st. Officially now we're in summer.
This is the first full day of summer.
For many of you, that heat wave was, frankly, abusive.
Like, it was.
I don't know. How was Benicia, Coco?
Sorry, I'm doing multiple things over here.
I know that you are.
I felt like I was back in quarantine because I didn't leave my house.
Yeah.
There's no point since I have AC now.
Oh. Yeah.
So,
where's your dad set the AC at?
I don't know. So it was just my dad and I, because my family went to Disneyland. And so it was just us. So we had it on throughout the day.
Hot.
Yeah.
So, but you guys were what, in 110 out there? Something like that, right? 105?
Yeah, 105. I wanted to go on a walk. I'm like, oh, I think I'm going to go on a walk. It was around 2 p.m. And he's like, no, you're not. It's 105.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you're right.
So that heat wave has passed now. Today's weather is looking pretty good. Most places are going to see the 70s today. You will see higher in the East Bay.
Sure.
But inland nothing valleys. Like we'd seen. I did see a story about there's another doozy coming. Heat wave, I mean.
Oh, no.
But for right now, let's enjoy the break in the action because I was out in the desert for it. And I also stayed in the house because of that. Like, you just can't be out in that heat.
And on top of the drought, I mean, my lawn is just, I'm kissing it goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye, lawn. Aww. It's been, maybe I'll see you next year.
Right. Or, well, you'll have to probably, I don't know if you have to replant or what, but.
Sometimes it'll grow back, you know, you never know. Yeah. You can just toss seed on it, you know, it's all right.
One of the things that happened sort of while we were out is California is open. So.
Fully open.
That's been a trip as we traveled through different areas over the vacation, seeing the different attitudes towards masks. And the day that it happened, you could see stores that said, if you're vaccinated, no mask needed. Come on in. And, of course, that makes you go, well, why is someone who isn't going to give two craps about that?
They clearly don't already because they're not vaccinated. So
I don't know how everybody's feeling about it. I know from the road trip we took, attitudes are much looser down south than they are up here. So, you know, we are still being careful at my house for specific reasons. But I do like that people can go into stores again. Businesses that survived this thing are open and letting people in. That's huge. I know our guy Alan, who's Bananas at Large. Ding ding.
Shame.
There's a guy who survived it. Thank God, and he's open, and that's great. And lots of places like that are thankful and looking for your business. So
and people are ready for it too. My son on Friday, the one who just turned 22 and didn't get to really party at all for his 21st year.
Oh, please tell me his friends took him out and got him ripped, and he just. Came in the house and barfed in the foyer.
If he barfed somewhere, he barfed at somebody else's house because he actually was sitting there. He was like anxiety stricken on Friday. He's like, I don't know if I should go there. Everyone's going into the city. I just know it's going to be packed. It'll be nuts to butts. It's just, you know, I don't think I go, look, Riley, you're vaccinated. The illness count is very low right now in this area. And the world is going to come back. Even if you got COVID, you're vaccinated, so you get a very mild case. Like, just go. Let it go, hon. Have fun. And I guess he went. Well, I know he went. But he said it was just sweaty and packed, and everyone, you're talking to strangers and breathing right down on everybody's face. And
so he had
said,
fun.
Well, but then the next day he was like all embarrassed that he'd done it. I'm like, what are you embarrassed about? He's like me, like the anxiety, you know? Slept over at his friend's house and then came back the next day looking all sheepish. I'm like, let it go. You had fun. You went out and did what everyone else did.
Right.
And you're going to be fine.
That's part of enjoying a good night out with drinks is you have to not be guilty about it. You have to be able to say to yourself,
it's hard.
This is how that either I do this and truly blow off steam and have a good time, or I don't do this because it's not for me.
Right.
You know, you can't. What you do to yourself is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
And you're.
I'm 54
I don't even
years
want
old.
To guess your age. 49.
105 years old. 40, sure, let's go 49. That sounds good.
I mean, at this point, if you can't go out and have some drinks and have some fun and wake up in the morning and say, screw it, what's the point then?
Well, it's because it's fun in the moment. But it's hard. It's I guess he got that gene from me because he had, you know, I always feel bad about myself the next day. It's just like, oh, you're such a loser.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, so
you probably talked
fun.
Too loud and said things you shouldn't have. And yeah, no, he seemed to have fun, but he was telling us the whole story as though it was, you know, he'd gone to the Thunderdome. Like, you know, you survived it, kid. You're fine.
It was a night of bar hopping. It's normal. Yeah. Everyone does it.
It used to be normal. Now it's like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah. I think that's cool that he got out. You know,
yes, me too.
As I talk to people on our adventures, and even a neighbor at the park yesterday was saying she got pregnant during the pandemic.
Oh.
So, and they have a 4-month-old. So it was right into the pandemic. They went, I guess we'll just do this. And I was surprised by it, but she did. As I started questioning her, she did go, yeah, I didn't foresee the sort of scared feelings I'd have as the pandemic dragged on, and now I've got this baby inside me growing.
Yep.
And I thought, yeah, right?
And then to have to go to a hospital in the middle of all of it.
And
you know?
And no one could come in. She had the baby, and it was one of those things where, you know, I think her husband got to come in, but no family has seen that baby yet.
Well, we're open back up. It's good.
I should tell you this. My friend Seth, one of the guys who came to meet me for a surf when we were down at the beach. Thank you.
Seth here.
He's a nurse.
Oh.
And he was in the COVID ward. And he's been working through this whole thing. And
Did he get it at some point? Oh, wow.
He didn't. They were very careful. There were times he goes, look, I don't let myself get too, I have to do this job every day. I can't let myself get super, you know, emotional over every single thing that happens. But there were points where he's like, we need this space and this person isn't, you know, they're past the point where they're going to be okay. And they're talking to people and their families are going,
God.
He's a fighter. He's going to make it. Don't take him off the, and they're like, I know that you think that, but this isn't how that's going to go for you. We need the bed and
and the ventilator.
And that was happening daily. They're talking to people about how this is not. So for those of you who maybe you should talk to a nurse if you thought this whole thing was a hoax, because their day to day was tragic.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, dang. Daily, you're talking to families like that. All right. Anyway,
that's got to get to you.
Oh, so California has reopened. The news is good on that front. And then right as California reopens, just quickly, FYI, it's Amazon Day or Prime Day or whatever they call it.
Oh, right, right.
Just as you're opening your front doors, Amazon jumps in to take more of your business.
Yeah.
Great.
There's always a list somewhere that says, like, you know, the best 25 items to get on Prime Day.
Yeah, there's definitely a there are people who they love this. It's like Black Friday for them. There's good deals, but then there's also there are some specials that they're doing because of course they have Amazon Prime, the video delivery system. There's like a Billie Eilish special, a Her special. I can't remember who the third person was, but there's three big artists who had done. I cannot remember who that third person was.
Kid Cudi.
Oh, it is Kid Cudi.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
so all through,
Cudi,
but they're sort of their own imaginings.
Kid Cudi opened up for Lady Gaga when I saw her, and
he
was good. Oh. I liked him. He was really good. Anyway, so it's Prime Day today and tomorrow, so, you know, there's that.
Enjoy.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, man. You know that.
Fast facts.
This is a trip. In movies like Selma about Martin Luther King Jr., None of the speeches featured are real because Steven Spielberg owns the movie rights to his life story and all of his actual speeches. The rights were purchased in 2009, and Spielberg apparently still has them, and he hasn't made his MLK movie yet, but he owns all the rights to that stuff. Therefore, they can't do word
for word.
Not
even chunks of them? Wow, that's incredible. That's incredible.
So they have to sort of, I guess, capture the emotion or the feeling of the speech, but they can't do it as it was actually said. Trip out, huh?
That is actually very strange. I mean, I suppose if you Googled that, you could look at it. But to use it in a movie, you got to either pay Steven Spielberg or
Spielberg, right?
Or get the rights yourself. Hmm.
The first Bitcoin purchase was on May 22nd, 2010, when a developer bought two pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoins.
Does the pizza place still have the Bitcoins?
I don't know, but today that would be worth $360 million, and that person bought a pizza with it.
Well, they did get two pizzas. It was a pizza situation.
I don't know, but that's crazy.
So totally worth it. That is insanity.
Yeah.
That's what is a Bitcoin worth right now?
I don't know.
One Bitcoin. How rich are the Winklevoss twins? Didn't they hit like 11 billion?
It's gone down a lot.
Oh, what's it at?
It's at 33,000.
Oh, that's down?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It hit 50. Well, over 50.
Well, oh my.
That's, so if you have one Bitcoin, it's worth 33K.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So people are buying like little parts of Bitcoins. You can buy like, I don't know, a fraction of it.
Yeah, you'd have to. I mean, most people can't shell out 33,000 bucks all in one shot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well.
There you go. Okay, so our text number is 800-400-3697. By the way, if you're just joining us and you didn't hear yet, we'll be doing The Secret Show 5 days a week for you now.
Starting
at 10 o'clock every day.
Right. But to be specific, it streams at 10 o'clock in the morning on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
And then it drops, all 5 days of podcasts drop on Fridays. So you're not getting a daily podcast in your inbox. You got to wait until Friday to get them all, because we want you to meet us at 10 o'clock and listen to the stream.
Right. And we'll see how that goes.
We certainly will, Vinny.
We're experimenting, everyone.
It turns out that we're a testing facility.
Right.
That's not true. This is all mapped out perfectly.
No, I'm sure it's mapped out, but they're going to see if it works or not.
No,
will people listen at 10
it's
o'clock?
It's going to work. We know it's going to work.
Well,
FYI.
We hope that it will. But
I like
love
your
that
attitude
taking...
there, Bryn, but I don't quite
it's
understand.
R&D.
So
We've
someone's gotten
that, right?
to Bryn. What happened over vacation?
Nothing. You know, we just made sure that everything's in
the back
line
our play.
And
back
order.
Our play.
It's all great. Yeah. It's all on the up and up.
Well, they took a, you know, The Secret Show's a successful podcast, mm-hmm. which in the world of podcasts is saying something.
Right.
And they're going to see
they're
if.
Saying see, more of that, please.
Well, they're saying, you know, we're going to try this other thing just to see. So good luck to all of us.
Right.
This should be great.
The old
fingers crossed.
Anyway, our text number again, 800-400-3697. Love to hear from you guys. Welcome back. When can we start talking about Big Brother, says 925.
Oh, my God. When is that? I think it's in July.
It's coming.
Yep.
So is Survivor, for that matter.
In the fall, yeah. I couldn't be more excited. I actually missed some of the appointment TV that went away during all of this, especially those two. Mm.
Good morning, Alice DJs. Welcome back. Now we know what went on Vinny's vacation. What about the other radio personnels? Sarah?
I told you. I went to Florida. I saw my family, and I came home.
Are you super tan?
No.
Did you put on a swimsuit at all?
One time.
And did you swim?
I did.
Oh, my God. And did you tan?
No.
Oh.
Too hot.
Picture?
There's no picture of that.
You didn't post it?
No. Good Lord, no. Of course not.
What's wrong with you?
Well.
Did John catch a whopper?
He would have but his big story is that he had what he thinks is a 40-pound tuna on the line, and then a shark, all of a sudden, he's really wrestling, and then he pulls up the head and part of the torso with a huge round chunk bite. It was just the head of the thing.
And
that
so he took a knife, put it in his teeth, dove in the water, and chased down that shark to get his fish back.
No, he didn't. But they did. He peeled the skin back, and they sat and ate the tuna sashimi on the boat. It was like, you know, it's that fresh. And I guess they put it on ice for a while and then sat and ate the head, basically. It's large. It does look like it would have been a big fish.
Tunas are big, for sure.
The head and, I mean, that thing, the whole thing is in that shark's body. I mean, Incredible.
Wow.
I know.
That's a nice story.
There's one of the stories.
Bryn?
I went to Vegas for a couple of days.
What?
Towards the end of
the With whom did you journey to Vegas?
I went with Hooman.
Oh, wow.
You left your wife and kid at home and went to a party in Vegas with Hooman?
With supermodels and basketball players.
I got a hall pass for Father's Day. Hey, what can I say?
Oh, wait. So this happened just this last weekend?
Mm-hmm, yeah, over the weekend. Yeah. Well, he was like going to see a concert and didn't want to go by himself. So I was like, all right, so where are y'all going?
Guys, drive or fly?
Oh, we flew, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's all.
Do you stay in a hotel together?
Well, we stayed in the same hotel, but not together.
What do you mean? What?
At the Wynn.
You didn't just share a room?
We didn't share a room is what I mean by that. Yeah.
Oh, I
see. We stayed in the same hotel, but not in the same room. Yeah. Great time. And we're late.
We're not going to ask Nikki what you
mean? What about you, Coco, besides hiding from the heat?
I was here holding down the fort.
Oh, you're awesome. Right.
She didn't have a vacation.
You know.
For she's a jolly good fellow.
For she's a jolly good fellow.
I was living through Instagram.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.